we're looking at having to close. I've had to put three people off already because the funding is dry, seems to have dried up.
And are they Indigenous guys as well?
Yeah, they are. And I'm one myself, so.
Yeah, and what sort of expertise have you lost there?
Well, I've lost the local knowledge for the people in their country. A lot of them know the areas that we go to, especially with the Hyman Acne and the Pond Apple projects. They know it like the back of their hand because they've walked it all with me. And once you lose that, you've got to train people up again next time, you know. I've got one young fellow that has stayed, but the other blokes have got jobs with other ranger groups and whatever. And once that's lost, it's very hard to get them back because they've already got a job, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So what will it mean for weed management and feral animal management in the area if you do have to close?
Well, if we do, you'll lose all the work that's been done since 1993 pretty well because, as you know, if you don't do the follow-up, you always miss some of it. And if you do miss it, you get another lot of seeds and pretty soon it goes back to where it was. That's the thing I'm afraid of with all our projects, weeds and feral animals included. Now, that's examples of projects like Hyman Acne, especially in the wetland areas. Pond Apple is another one. Pigs and horses are the other, and to a lesser degree, but wild dogs as well.
So what sort of breakthroughs have you had in all of that time since the 90s? What difference has this organisation made?
We had huge wins with the Hyman Acne and the internationally wetland areas with the re-establishment of the Cooktown gecko and the magpie geese. And we've had a huge win with the pond apple between Cape Flattery and pretty well Port Douglas. We've eradicated pretty well all of it, and at least the waterways are nice and healthy now. South Cape, your catchments do water quality, and compared to what the water quality was 15 or 20 odd years ago, you just can't compare. You know, everybody thinks that, oh, no, it's wonderful now, but they don't remember what it was like back then. I do.
And is there any other organisation working on this stuff?
No, only us. We have the expertise to do it. There's other catchment groups and that there, but they have different roles. I mean, they do water monitoring, they do ranger groups, they do a little bit of weed work, but our organisation specialises in weeds and feral animals pretty well.
Is there any chance of saving the group? Have you applied for any more funding?
I have. I've got application through with the National Land Care Council, the state and federal government, and also with Cape York NRM, but Cape York NRM tells me it's not looking good. I have meetings with them today sometime to find out what the real goal is, but the funding from them is drying up as well. And we've lost our money. We've lost the Cookshire control work, which used to keep us going to do the community work.
How much time do you think you have left if you don't get any more funding?
Well, we've probably got till January next year at the latest, and that's with me being on half a job. And you would like to think, and the people that we do have supporting us are good because they're doing it for the love of it. They're certainly not doing it for the money. And how one would like to think you do make a difference. And I think we have over the years. Well, all the projects that have been started, you know, within the last 20-odd years have worked, and we're keeping them maintained. It should be, well, I think it's most important because it's re-established a lot of your native ecosystems. A good example of that is the magpie geese and Cooktown gecko at Keating's Lagoon. You've got the small brown turtles and all that re-establishing themselves along the coastline and all that sort of stuff. And not only that, in the Endeavour River, the difference I've seen, the dugongs have come back in up the river, which they weren't there before because of the pond apple. The seagrass is re-established on a lot of the areas. So to me, it's very vital that we keep it on going, but you can only do what you can do, eh?